Good morning.
Good morning, Sensei.
Good morning, Sensei.
Now I'm going to guess that if you saw me holding my hand in the air, that you probably created a story in your mind about why is he doing this? What's the point? Is this a Zen trick? But some story was created. There's a famous Zen master, Dongshan, and he lived in the 18th century, and his teachings were passed on to Dogen, who brought them to Japan, and this was the beginning of Soto Zen. But when he was a young man, he studied with a number of teachers, and eventually he met Yunyan. And after studying with him for a number of years, Yunyan gave him Dharma transmission, and Dongshan became a teacher in his own right. And as he was preparing to leave and to go on his own, he asked Yunyan, he said to him, "If somebody asks me, what is your teaching, what should I say?" And Yunyan was quiet for a second or two, and then he said to Dongshan, "Just this. What is your teaching? Just this." So what does Yunyan mean, just this? So just this is the experience of things as they are, without embellishment, nothing extra, no stories, no preferences, no projections, no analysis, just the fundamental essence, no stories, no word hand, just the fundamental essence, which is simple and immediate. A haiku. Daffodils, how beautiful, left unnamed. Daffodils, how beautiful, left unnamed. So what is a daffodil if it doesn't have a name? What is a daffodil if it's no daffodil? It's just this. Now, just this is not an idea. It's not something that you'll find, or you may, in a philosophy book, but that doesn't meet what just this is. And just this doesn't have a meaning. It just is. Just this. It's the unvarnished experience of what is, which is also called our true nature. And just this is something that's realized. And it's realized through intimate attention. And just to help you recall that case in the Book of Equanimity between Jizo and Hogen, where Jizo has a temple, and he's walking outside in the temple grounds. And as I've mentioned many times in the past, monks in China wandered around looking for teachers. So Hogen was walking by carrying his bag of his possessions. And Jizo said to him, "Where are you going?" And Hogen said, "I don't know." To which Jizo responded, "Not knowing is most intimate." So we're of two minds. There's the mind that knows, the mind that categorizes, creates preferences, stories, projections, analysis, and so forth. And that's our daily reality, which is created by the mind that knows. But there's also the mind, if you recall, that doesn't know, the not knowing mind. And that mind doesn't create in the usual sense. That takes place when the mind is silent. And this is what we call don't know mind. Some people refer to it as donut mind, because there was a time when a teacher was speaking and he was talking about don't know mind, but with sort of a Japanese accent, it was hard to understand him. So one of the young novices in Zen raises his hand and the teacher says, "Yes." And he asks Roshi, "What is a donut mind?" So it's don't know mind. So one side of the hand is the knowing mind, right? The knowing that creates our everyday experience and it guides us in our daily life. On the other side of the same hand is the mind that's still. It doesn't make, it doesn't create stories. It's an empty mind, a don't know mind, right? There's no activity of knowing. It's empty. But that's why I use the example of a hand. Knowing mind, don't know mind. But it's still one hand. It's two sides of the same reality. I don't know how many of you have heard this before, but there's a wonderful story in this regard. And it's a story by Sun San Nim, who is a Korean Zen master. And it's a story about a cookie factory. And he says, in a cookie factory, different cookies are baked in the shape of animals, cars, flowers, people, airplanes, and they all have different names. They have different names, and if we look at them, they have different forms. But they're all made from the same dough, and they all taste the same. So similarly, in the universe, the sun, the moon, the stars, the mountains, rivers, people have different names and different forms. But they are all made of the same substance. They have the same essence. So if you are not thinking, all forms are one. And this all forms are one is the most intimate experience that we can have. So when our mind is still, the mind that doesn't know, we experience this true nature. And this is, as it comes from the Heart Sutra, form is emptiness and emptiness is form. The mind that doesn't know, the still mind, creates no story about this hand in the air. So when we learn to pay intimate attention, we realize just this. Intimate attention has no knowing. Right? It's knowing, or it's experiencing, it's experiencing with a mind that doesn't know. And in that way, we realize the nature of everything, the suchness, the isness, the doughness. And I've talked about before, when the mind doesn't know, we are open. There are no barriers, no filters. We realize our essential nature, the essential nature of things, which is shared by everything, everyone and everything. It's all justice. So when the teacher raises his hand and your mind doesn't create a story, it doesn't attach the name hand, it doesn't say raised, none of those stories exist. Right? It's just this. So there's this story of a teacher and a student right after the student had his first insight. And, the monastery, as many of them were, was in the mountains. So the teacher and the student are walking along the path, and remember, the student had just had an insight. And so the student saw the tree, and he said, "Oh my God, Roshi, how beautiful the tree is. The leaves are sort of blowing in the wind, and the colors, and the strength this tree has, it's fabulous, it's wonderful." And the teacher doesn't say a word. So they continue walking, and the student hears the stream, and he says, "Roshi, Listen to the stream. You can actually hear it flowing over the rocks and down the mountain. It's so beautiful." And again, the teacher doesn't say a word. And they continue. And the student sees the shadows cast by the sun of the trees. And he says, "Roshi, isn't that wonderful? I can feel the shadows. The shadows are so wonderful. There's the shadow and there's the sunlight in between. It's so wonderful." And again, the teacher doesn't say anything. So they walk a little further, and the student says to the teacher, he says, "Roshi, don't you appreciate the wonder of being in the forest?" And the teacher says to him, "Yes, I do. But there's no need to say so. There's no need to tell a story. It's just the stream, just the tree." That's the direct experience of just this stream, just this tree, just this shadow. Now, when he gets back to the monastery and he wants to talk to the teacher about his experience, it's okay. It doesn't mean you never talk about it. But in the moment of experiencing it, don't make up a story. "Oh, Roshi, this is so..." That's a story. In that moment, it's just this. There's no need to say so. So this is a poem by Mary Oliver. "I thought the earth remembered me. She took me back so tenderly, arranging her dark skirts, her pockets full of lichen and seeds. I slept as never before, a stone on the riverbed, nothing between me and the white fire of the stars. But my thoughts, and they floated light as moths among the branches of the perfect trees. All night I heard the small kingdoms breathing around me, the insects and the birds who do their work in the darkness. All night I rose and fell as if in water, grappling with a luminous doom. By morning I had vanished at least a dozen times into something better. Now, I don't know if this is true, but I'm going to tell you how I hear this. I think, if by Mary Oliver's description, she spent the night drifting in and out of just this. Just this. She was just having the direct experience of these things. She wasn't making up a story. She told us about it later. But in her being there in the middle of the night, I think, from how I understand this poem, that she was expressing the mind that's just this. So, are you still making up a story? If you are, keep sitting. Thank you.